So just relaxing, letting go. Opening to our present experience. Being aware of what's there in the mix and our attitudes towards it. Looking deeply, listening deeply, just aware of the clouds that may be covering our heart and what we need to do to lift them. Just letting the sun shine. So moving on to the neutral person in this stage. Meeting them with metta. Really seeing them, the whole person. Reflecting on the suffering aspect of their lives. Reflecting that there'll be pleasure, enjoyment, good fortune. just spending a bit of time going back and forth, slowly, between the suffering element and the joyful element. Aware of conditionality, the dharmic perspective, seeing the suffering, seeing the joy, all arising dependent on conditions, changing, passing away, dependent on conditions. This is how it is, how it's always been. For them, for us, for everyone. Pausing if you need to. Before bringing your dear friend to mind. Connecting with her and her life in the same way. Or him. Reflecting on the pleasure and pain in her life, the conditioned nature. just letting your metta meet their suffering, meet their joy. Pervaded by your knowledge of the way things are. Staying with that mix. Metta tinged with Karuna and Mudita. Pervaded by understanding. Pausing if you need to. Before moving on to your difficult person. Just again, really trying to see the whole person. Their suffering and their joy. Letting your metta meet them. Meet that suffering. Meet that joy. You go back and forth, now suffering, now joy. The way things are becomes clearer. suffusing your metta, your karana, your mudita, with understanding. It's wisdom, I. Pausing again if need be. Staying connected. Moving on to the final stage. Bringing all four of you together. And just seeing the truth of how things are. Each one subject to pleasure and pain, joy and suffering. Then starting to move out, including everyone here. All heirs to our own karma. We all suffer, we all enjoy. As we go out to everyone here in this building, wider Sangha, Bristol, beyond, out into the world. just reflecting on the suffering element. And then the joyful element, the rejoicing, appreciation. Now this, now that. All arising in dependence on conditions. Just really connecting with the suffering in the world, bringing your metta to that, letting Karuna arise. And really connecting with all the joy in the world, all the skillful action, positive qualities, good wholesomeness, letting your metta meet that. Transforming it into mudita. Back and forth. With your wisdom eye. Seeing the whole picture. Balance of mind that's able to hold it all.